Well, boys, another episode back in the saddle.
Back
no
in
more
the trap.
Pre-recorded episodes. You know, I was thinking about on vacation the other day.
Is how much how, you want to suck a man's penis?
No, it said how I'm both Gaston and Beast, and Adam, you're that faggot candle and stuff. You're that gay ass clock.
No, yeah, I'm definitely Gaston.
No, I am I'm Gaston and Beast. I'm
no
both
way,
of them.
Dude. Because
I was
beast.
Trying to figure out who is who.
You're the Beast because you need a woman to save you.
No, I'm the Beast
cause
and Gaston because I represent not both the yin and yang of masculinity.
Yeah, you're the old dad. You're
no,
Bill's
you're the
dad.
Clock. No, Stav is
I'm
the clock,
Gaston.
And you're that candle.
I'm Gaston when he changed his ways.
No,
you
no,
know,
no. You guys are fucking way off. You're way off. You are absolutely that
I'm
clock.
Gaston if Gaston fucks Belle in the movie.
No, you're a gastric bypass surgery.
Oh, all right, that's very good. Fine, I am the clock. That was very good.
You got a pun out of it.
Now, Adam, admit you're the candle.
I'm saying I'm the candle. I'm French. I have a more continental perspective on things.
Lumiere.
Yeah.
You fit into men's asses.
Dude. Lumiere what? Fucked in that, like, you know, cuckolding people who stay at the hostel sort
absolutely.
Of way.
That is the way Adam fucks, too.
Yeah. Just like, a
just
slimy leech.
Surreptitiously. Yeah. Little thin-ass mustache.
That's not true. It's through charm and... No. But, okay.
Wrong. Fucking finding
wrong, bitch.
I'm cute and I'm charming.
You're gay. And ugly.
Another thing I was thinking about the other day is someone's trying to tell me about... Someone was pandering to me and saying that they listen to the show, and I know they don't. Mm-hmm. They just saw some like YouTube clip.
Yeah,
you were talking about. Oh yeah, you know you were talking about how R2-D2 is gay, and I'm like, I don't remember that, but sure.
Yeah, of course, I
and
have
then,
no.
And then someone
probably.
Corrected them, and they said, no, it's how C-3PO is gay. I'm like, oh yeah, we've talked about that many times. But I was laughing, imagining like, what if they redid Star Wars? But C-3PO is the normal or the straight one now. And then R2-D2 is the gay one. So
beep.
They're like, we got to destroy
beep,
the Death
beep.
Star. And he comes in. He's like. We're like, oh. Yeah, right. Yeah, that kind of shit.
Whoa, dude. You're like Michael. What's his name? The Police Academy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Winslow.
Winslow. Michael Winslow.
Get no, the fuck out of my fucking
no. No
water,
relation, by the way, to Michael Jackson, which a lot of people confuse. They think they're related.
I thought a lot of people think Winslow
from Family
from
Matters.
Family Matters.
Yeah.
Oh wow! I never considered that.
Yep.
You really didn't?
No, I'm kidding.
I wow.
was. I saw. I was in Coronado in San Diego.
Ooh.
And I saw the USS Carl Vinson, which I kept
oh,
calling
yeah.
the Carl
Winslow.
Winslow. And no one laughed at that.
Damn, that's how you know you weren't with the fucking
yeah, you
the
need
boys,
to be with
dude.
The boys for
yeah.
that one.
Carl Winslow, that's
where they
really
keep all the Navy SEALs there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go in and fight them and beat them up?
I mean, of course. Well, people kept confusing me for Chris Kyle.
He has risen. Truly, yeah. He has risen.
Yeah. Chris, is that you? Are you sniping right now? He's up in heaven.
Sniping
Muslims in hell. The furthest distance away from hell you can get is Chris Kyle's heaven. He's shooting them all the way from heaven down to hell where all the Muslims live.
Send them to extra hell.
Yeah.
Setting records.
Double Muslim hell.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. SD, your boy was out in New Orleans. I was out there getting, you know, living the life, dude. The
yeah.
life of luxury. I had the best fried chicken of my damn life.
At that where? Gas station?
No, it's better than Hank's. It's better than Hank's.
That
Willie
gas
Mays.
Station has such good food.
Oh my god, I got a fucking I got fried fish, a fucking and it's cheap. It's fucking
man,
two
dude.
Pieces of fish for 50
man,
cents.
Man, New Orleans is the best city in the U.S.
I love
it.
It
really
dude.
Is.
We should retire there.
Yeah.
We should have a fucking we should do like a residency, dude. Just a week
the
in
thing
a
is it's
city.
Not fucking cheap. You think it would be cheaper than it is.
It there's parts that are cheap as shit, though.
I don't know. I remember when I was living in Austin, I was like talking to people who lived in New Orleans. And they were telling me what rents were. And I was like, oh, Jesus. That's like,
oh,
it's
really?
Like East Coast prices. Yeah.
I don't know what the rents
was
are.
That
the fucking
it's like comparable to like Philly.
The fried chicken was cheap, baby.
Well, Philly's pretty cheap.
Shouts out
Philly's,
Willie Mays.
Philly's cheap for an East Coast city.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Philly's still expensive.
Yeah. Compared to Baltimore. It's so
yeah,
much
but even then, I mean, like, if you want to live in like Charles Village and like a
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
in like a nicer house or whatever, I mean, it's still going to be expensive.
Nah. Nah, you can figure it out.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. You're not going to have an entire apartment for $600, which is something you could do in Austin. Like,
oh, what, a one-bedroom?
Yeah, I had a one.
Yeah, you could.
Really?
Yeah, George had a in Baltimore. Yeah, you had a, he has a one bedroom for like 700 or something.
I was paying $250 for my room.
Jesus Christ! I mean, I was paying $300 in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
This shit rules, dude. But yeah, New Orleans fucking rocks.
A whole apartment with a lease for $600 a month.
Yeah, I mean, his is nice.
I don't know, man. My old roommate, she had a one bedroom in Highland Park,
mm-hmm.
which is like a shithole. Yeah, you know, and she was paying $750.
Dog, his is $800 in Charles Village.
Yeah, that's $800.
But I mean, yeah, his is really nice, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, dude, New Orleans fucking.
Well, her
rocks.
Apartment was actually nice. It was just like
in a shitty spot.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that in Baltimore. There's a lot of beautiful ass house. Like all that shit in like by the park, by Druid Hill Park. Those beautiful big ass ornate mm-hmm. houses. They're like the brownstones here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it just doesn't get gentrified because none of the people are white. Like that's why Greektown gets
there's
gentrified.
That one street by like just west of Druid Hill Park.
Yeah,
that's those like six story.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Mansion with the same like the Charles Village
dude.
Colors.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But half of them are like fire damaged.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
Yeah,
I think they're owned by one of those ones.
I think they're owned by like historical societies.
Really? Yeah, it was awesome.
Is that where they were dropping the bodies in season 4 of The Wire?
No. Further back than that.
That's West B.
That is West Baltimore. It's the beginning of West Baltimore.
Oh,
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are some fucking beautiful ass houses.
You ever see the movie? It's the Liberty Heights.
No,
I haven't, no.
It's part of.
The guy who did Diner,
yeah.
I haven't seen it. That's the only one I haven't seen.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I saw it when it came out, but it's all.
Maybe
I
have. Is that the one where it's like the Jewish little kid and the black girl?
Yeah, I think it's all like shot. It's all shot around like Mondawmin Mall and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Or at least that's where it takes place.
Yeah, Mondawmin's got a facelift. Have you been there recently?
No.
It's looking good, dude. Got the damn Target. 17 shoe stores. If you want to go shopping for shoes, go to Mondawmin, baby. It looks like a nice sanitized ass fucking mall. They got
malls
a Marshalls.
They
got
bring
a Marshalls
malls back. That's the cool thing.
I love malls.
About Los Angeles is that there's malls everywhere.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
That's where they invented like the Valley Girl accent was just dumb bitches
cruising
going to
the
buy
mall.
Shoes or whatever.
Yeah,
being Armenian.
Yeah,
and they going around like what? I'm a fucking piece of shit. Where's my fucking shit? Is it you? Listen to me, you fuck. And then people are like, we should all talk this way.
Yes.
Everyone should say, I say it. I say, people are like.
Yeah.
You know?
I throw like everywhere.
I can't just say, and then people say. I used to say, and then they go.
I'll say, and then they go every once in a while.
I don't know what happened to go. Go was great.
I think go's still in the mix.
Yeah. We got to take the language back from. You know what? I think that's honestly a Gavin McInnes thing.
What?
That he doesn't say like.
He doesn't like?
Really?
He's one of those people.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I like to get my dick sucked.
Yeah,
how about that?
That's pretty
for
cool.
A use of
well,
like,
that you're using it in the right way, not as a filler.
Being
line.
A nerd about that kind of shit is like you're supposed to pull your penis through the zipper hole. That's why you're not supposed to unbutton your pants. There's a hole there for a reason.
Has anyone ever done that in their in?
I've tried.
In their
I
actions?
Tried doing it. Anytime I'm wearing a suit, I try doing it.
Your fucking
and then I end up like ripping everything,
cock.
Fuck all the clothes through
yes.
the hole. And it's a nightmare.
It's brutal. You guillotine the bottom of your cock.
I end up just pulling my pants all the way down on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like you want
people
to.
People are like, oh my God, is that man retarded? And they're like, oh no, he's wearing a business suit.
He could be the president of the retarded people.
Yeah.
Is there one that they make
Yep,
president?
There is. Whatever you're going to say.
Yes.
That 100% exists.
Yeah.
The president
is Johnny
being
Knoxville.
Retarded.
Is Johnny Knoxville one of those like blue brown fucking checkered suits he was
well,
wearing
he did
everywhere?
It, he did it to get into the Special Olympics.
Oh yes, yeah. The Ringer. Man, a fine piece of cinema.
Fine, I haven't seen that, but have you seen the South Park episode where Cartman pretends to be retarded?
Yes.
That's like one of the best
fucking
episodes.
Rocks, and he still loses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that fucking montage they do.
Unbelievable.
With the Scarface theme.
Yes.
Push it to the limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. His face is so cutting his hair all fucked up and practicing being retarded.
Do you think we could win the Special Olympics?
No.
What about powerlifting?
Nah, I don't. You know what? It's fucked up. I think that they should call the regular Olympics the Special Olympics, and then the retarded one the Olympics. The retarded right. one happens every year. The regular Olympics only happens every 4 years. The people in the regular Olympics are better at all.
Are very special.
It's a more special event.
Dude, the opening ceremonies at the fucking Beijing Olympics, that's special.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? What's the opening ceremonies at the Special Olympics?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
What if, like, China just dominates in the Special Olympics because no one can tell if they have Down syndrome or not? Just sending all the regular guys. People are like, we don't know how to check. There's no test to check.
It exists. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I missed you guys this week.
It was, but we were just out there, dude.
You're out in the world. Living I was here life. In New York. Kind of going crazy. It was like the first week that I didn't have a job where I didn't have to do Cometown stuff.
Dude, no joke, I start itching. When it's like 3 or 4 days,
yeah,
I want to talk cum, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I want to hang with my boys.
I changed my look this week.
You did?
Yeah.
You look exactly the same.
I don't know. You don't notice anything different?
Is it glasses?
No, I got the same glasses.
Did you get a tattoo or something?
I didn't get a tattoo.
You didn't change
anything.
You can't
notice it.
Oh, no. Oh, you're doing a bit. You're growing out your mustache?
No.
How much growth is that? Really?
This? Like 3 days. But wait, you guys literally can't... Nick, you can't see?
What are you talking about?
You don't see it?
No, just do the bit.
It's not a bit, dude.
You really did something
It's pretty
different?
Dark in here. I can't
it
see.
It is pretty dark.
My vision's been getting worse.
Did you dye your hair?
What? All right, I'm going to turn the lights on and you'll see.
Okay.
No, don't touch my light switches.
Are you joking for real?
No.
Don't get up.
Any part of the electrical.
You can't tell right now what's different about my look.
Is it the shirt?
No, it's not the shirt.
What the fuck? Just say it.
You can't tell?
Shut up, man. This is going to be so stupid.
Yeah.
It's not stupid.
There's not going to be any payoff. What is it? Just say what it is.
Just look.
There's nothing different about you,
did
motherfucker.
Did you get Invisalign?
Oh, my God. He fucking pierced his ear. This motherfucker pierced his ear.
You can't see.
Holy shit.
I miss you guys
what
this week.
Fucking asshole. He got a little round earring on his shit.
It was so hard not to tell you, but I wanted it to be a surprise.
I figured it was that. I said, did you get a stupid tattoo or something?
No, but I went to a tattoo.
Oh my God.
I changed
my
body.
You look dumb as shit, dude.
No, I don't, dude. I look like Harrison Ford.
You do. You look stupid as shit.
Harrison Ford,
fucking Calista Flockhart, the worst version of
Bones Man.
There we go. Worst version of Harrison Ford.
All right, I'm gonna sit back down. But
you look stupid, dude. That's a dumb little ass earring, dude.
What? I think it's cool.
It looks like that came out of a fucking vending machine at the grocery store.
No, it came.
I had my ear pierced when I was in second grade. I got my fucking left ear pierced. I was so badass.
Was it a little circle guy?
No, it got infected immediately because I didn't take care of it. So the piercing lasted.
I've been taking care of mine.
But for a week and a half.
But what was it?
It was like a little like ruby, I think.
Hell yeah.
You got your
Birdstone,
bro?
Little fat ass bowl cut you?
Yeah. No, I think I had a crew cut at the time.
Oh, even
I went
better.
Hardcore, dude.
Sweatpants?
Bum equipment? No.
Yes,
denim
my bitch.
Chuck Taylors?
Yes.
I was a cool.
Dude, second grade.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, so that's basically me at 30.
You look fucking stupid.
I don't look stupid, dude.
You know what I was thinking about doing? For real, is getting a gold tooth.
Yeah.
Like my front, a cap? My front gold tooth. Because it's fucked up. I got that $80 root canal. It's just some random dentist who filled it up. And it looks horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, why not get fronts on my front right tooth? You know, get a gold tooth. Start wearing chains. I've been thinking about getting chains for a couple weeks.
I'm going to use a razor blade to cut scars into my eyebrows.
There we go.
But I'm going to pay someone thousands of dollars to do it rather than just do it myself.
Do people do that?
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell.
That's like a cool
look. The little things?
The little slashes?
Yeah.
Nick Van Exel?
Yeah.
I think, Jordan had a hoop earring.
Yeah. Tell Michael Jordan keep his hoop earring in.
Yeah.
You should get the long dangly one like Sinbad.
Oh, yeah. When I get to change it out, I'm going to go all different types of styles.
What? They went ring first instead of stud?
No,
He asked for the ring. Of course he did.
Yeah.
I thought you had to get like a stud until the shit.
Yeah, well, that's what the Japanese man at the first place I went to said. And then I went to another place and they're like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah.
So you're going to fuck your ear up?
Maybe.
Why did you get your ear pierced?
For a girl, for sure.
Because I was going crazy, 100%, not doing cum
time. Here's what happened. He was at the beach with a fucking girl, and she was like, you should pierce your ear. And he was like, I'll do it.
No.
And they giggled, and then they fucking kissed.
I did it before we kissed at the beach.
Stupid, but dude. You did it because of a girl.
Yeah, you look like a fucking idiot. I'm getting that tattoo on my bicep.
Admit that you did.
Of Mickey Mouse with the sunglasses throwing the dice.
100%, yes.
I'm going to make that happen.
It was an impulsive decision, yes.
With a girl.
Not with a girl.
Lying. You're lying to me.
I was not.
Once
she there?
Once I can put those 35s back on the preacher curl bar and I get my gun smoked.
Oh, yes, my bitch.
Are you going to get a tattoo?
That's what I'm getting, that Mickey Mouse throwing the dice. I got to inflate my biceps. They're too narrow right now.
Oh, you're looking good, bro.
Dude, I'm fucking.
Your arms look, when you flex, though.
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty big arms.
That's
dude.
A big arm boy, yeah, right there, yeah. Boy.
Nice. Ooh-wee. Arms. Nice arms, Skip. Do you see Skip's arms?
Yeah, I see Mudflap's arms. Dick mouth. What are you?
Sweet lips.
Cock. Little
sweet
ass.
Lips.
Wide ass. Wide hole. That's what you were.
Wide hole?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it. As long as I
can. I'm candy lips.
Candy lips. That was you. Yeah.
Adam, you should get your asshole pierced.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
To impress a man.
Oh, perfect.
But then you can't have sex.
No, it's he has to sneak it through the middle.
Yeah. Well, you can have sex, but then you become permanently attached.
Oh.
That's kind of romantic.
That's how Muslims do it.
Really?
I don't know. Sure, why not?
You know what I saw in New Orleans? I saw one night to kind of wind down. Was Spawn. That movie sucks so hard, dude.
Oh, yeah, the movie?
The movie Spawn, dude, is so fucking bad.
I was laughing about it. Have you seen the
HBO clown
series?
Dude, it's John Leguizamo in a fat suit looking
but
horrible.
You know what? That's a good performance by John Leguizamo. The rest of the movie around John Leguizamo fucking sucks, but John Leguizamo is the violator. That's like a good role.
When I was in third grade,
it's such a shitty movie.
I love John Leguizamo.
The Pest was my favorite movie today.
And I thought
he was great
in
John Wick.
I thought to myself, you know who doesn't get enough credit?
John Leguizamo.
Luigi from the Super Mario
John, dude,
the ghetto clown
did
himself.
Did you guys like The Pest in like second grade?
I used to think that movie was so funny.
Hilarious.
I
hit puberty in first grade. The other kids call me fire hose.
Yo, that scene where he's taking a shower and farting used to be like my favorite thing in the entire
world. Saw it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I loved it.
Dude, how bad was the fucking CGI in that movie? It was laughable, dude.
Yeah, real
well,
bad.
Well, the HBO Spawn series, which like is just like the comics, like Todd McFarlane had more involvement in it, I guess. The episodes start off with an introduction by Todd McFarlane, who is just some nerd that draws comics.
Oh, wow.
But he's got this like, he kind of, you know, he's got like slick back hair. He kind of looks like that, is it Dean Winters? Is that the guy? The Ryan from, or the O'Brien from Oz, the brothers in Oz.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That guy.
I don't know what his name is. Yeah.
I can't remember. But he kind of looks like him. But they start off and it zooms in on him while he's sitting at his fucking, like, you know, twisted drawing factory, and he turns around and he's like, You die and you're about to go to hell. Newsflash, somebody offers you another chance at life. Do you take it? No time to answer. You got to make a decision one way or the other. That's what happened to a guy named Spawn. I'm Todd McFarlane. Listen, I'm the creator of Spawn. It's like, they just like didn't have a better take than that.
That's incredible.
And it's fucking hilarious, dude.
That's the one they use? They do it every time?
I remember watching the series and not seeing that intro. I think maybe like the rip I had, just they cut that out.
Right.
Because it's like such
so
a low
bad.
Point. Yeah. But it's very funny.
Is the series good?
I don't really give a shit. I read Spawn as a kid. That was the only comic I ever read.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it was too scary for me.
There was a TV show on Fox, too, right?
I don't know, maybe.
It was spooky. You're thinking of The Tick.
No.
There might have been a kid's version of Spawn.
I don't think it was a kid's version. No, I think it was like a in the lineup with the X-Files.
Was there?
Maybe I'm wrong.
So. Well, the HBO version was the one. Anyhow, fuck it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That was the only comic I read, so I tried rereading it again as an adult a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
I like just downloaded it, and it's really stupid.
Yeah, the plot of the movie made no fucking sense. Satan like needed a soldier for his army or some
shit. Satan is like He's got an arm. He's going to wage war against God or whatever.
Yeah, why isn't the clown just
the clown is a demon.
Mm-hmm.
So the clown is like a general or whatever in you know Satan's army. But I guess they need souls for whatever reason, and the demon's not a soul.
Doesn't make any sense.
So Satan gives Al Simmons the power to like come back to Earth as long as he agrees to be a part of his like army or whatever. But anytime he uses his powers, he like loses some of them, and he gets closer to being sent back to hell.
Oh, that sucks!
And, like his life, it sucks.
Does he get the fuck?
He got cucked.
What?
He gets back to Earth in the comic books. The first thing that happens is he gets back to Earth, and he sees that his wife is fucking his best friend.
Oh yeah, that's what happened in the fucking movie.
That's what happens whenever you die.
Yeah, and they have a kid, and like. She couldn't get pregnant while he was alive, and he finds out, like, as a dead person that his, like, sperm was fucked up.
Oh.
And so this other guy nutted in his wife.
What?
And created,
a
mixed-race baby.
No.
Yeah.
Mixed race?
Well, that's part of going
that's
to hell.
That's disgusting. Yeah, that's why he went to hell, because his death allowed for the creation of a mixed race.
Well, Spawn's part of that, like, you know, performative, like, identity bullshit in the 90s where it's like, yeah, he's a hero, and he's black.
Got a problem with it?
And it's like, no, not really.
Not at all.
You better not.
Yeah, actually, no, I have no problem at all. I think it's kind of cool.
Nobody cares, Todd.
Yeah. Was he a black guy, Todd McFarlane?
No, he's a white guy.
Michael Jai White played him, though. And that guy fucking rules. I'm so sad for him, because it feels like that movie was such a piece of shit, it fucked his career up.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's so good.
He is great.
He's so fucking good at karate and shit. Dynamite was so fucking
You ever see that video of him teaching Kimbo Slice how to punch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking rules.
And that's how Kimbo Slice died.
R.I.P. Kimbo.
Yep. He tested Michael Jai White.
Mm-hmm. And he fucked him up. What was he in? Michael Jai White, he had a little run there
for a
second.
No, his middle name is short for vagina. A lot of people don't know that. Michael Vagina White.
Dude, I'm going to tell him you said that and he's going to fuck you up.
No, he's not. First of all, everyone knows that I'll compliment other martial artists, but... I mean, I'm being magnanimous. We all know I'm the fucking best at karate.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Were you ever in karate classes?
Karate guy?
Were you in karate?
I went to kung fu one time. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kung fu. Yeah, I went to taekwondo. I got my little two yellow stripes on the white belt.
You did.
And I was like, fuck this shit.
Well, that means nothing.
Huh?
That's not even a yellow belt. That's just,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Your parents just
pissed your pants a little bit.
No, I did a fucking cool chop.
Yourself.
I did a cool chop.
Mm-hmm.
A beginner's level chop,
yeah.
And I got a little yellow stripe.
I was white belt, and then I killed Sensei Daryl, so they had to...
You got the black belt?
No, they had to kick me out. Oh. They're like, there was no more sensei, so they couldn't have a school anymore.
Yeah, I cracked the fucking board so hard.
No, that was a chair, dude.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't matter how it breaks. It doesn't matter how it breaks, dude. You just have to break wood to get your yellow belt, and that's why I got kicked out. I was like, technically, I did it.
You're breaking all the chairs. Don't sit on those bricks. We need them for the ceremony.
Yeah, dude, that's a taekwondo maneuver, honestly. I'm starting my own shit, dude.
That is sumo. That's
exactly.
Like, you could be a sumo guy.
That was so...
You know what's funny? There was this, like, Czech guy, like, I don't know, 8 years ago or whatever, who, like, got into sumo, but he was, like, in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went over and, like, dominated.
Just beat all the fat.
Yeah, he was
Japanese
just good
guys.
At, like, you know, throwing them.
Yeah, yeah.
And, would just beat all those fat guys. And he, like, didn't look bad in the diaper or whatever.
What's his name? I'm going to avenge my fat brothers.
I don't know.
Find
some
him and
weird
fuck
bullshit
him
Czech name, so...
There's a Hawaiian guy that was, like... beasting, but he was super fat.
But that's all of sumo is all like Samoans.
And fat Japanese.
Yeah.
That was the hack thing as a child, was everyone's like, yeah, what do you fucking sumo? What do you do? Sumo?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yokozuna.
At least you could, everyone called Yokozuna. And then everyone, when you said you played soccer, they were like,
you
oh,
know how dumb
you're the
I was
goalie.
When I was a kid? Remember the wrestling guy, Yokozuna?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
So
I saw him live.
I thought that
you did?
I thought
yeah,
that
in Vegas.
Yokozuna was a guy. And I thought he, the wrestling guy, was Yokozuna.
Me, I know exactly what you're saying.
Also in sumo,
I thought
like,
that as well.
Separate from
that's exactly
WWF.
What they thought. That's what they wanted dumb children to think.
Thought that.
Every kid was like, "Dude, this guy beats everyone in Japan, and then he comes and fucking body slams."
You remember that famous clip of he's fighting Bret Hart, Bret the Hitman Hart? And the whole audience, he's a Hawaiian guy, Yokozuna, and the whole audience, he was the bad guy in the storyline. So they start chanting USA, USA, but Bret Hart was Canadian.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a really
and the Japanese guy's
But he, the Japanese guy is actually American.
Yeah, he's like in that family with The Rock and like
I want
that new guy everyone hates.
I want there to be a clip as
Batista?
Good as the one of John Cena announcing the death of Osama bin Laden. That's the best thing.
The best. That is the best.
He has no shirt on.
Jean shorts.
I am pleased to announce that we have compromised to a permanent end.
The terrorist
Osama bin Laden.
God, I've never seen that dude.
Oh, it's incredible.
No, it's the funniest shit.
Oh my God, that's
beautiful.
He's
like, when I step into this ring, I present hard work and determination with some bullshit, and that is a credo I've adopted from the men and women of the services of armed combat uniform services.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, well, but it just, we've compromised to a permanent end.
Because technically, he's so stupid.
The most American because he played a Marine in a movie.
Yeah.
What was that movie called?
The Marine.
The Marine, yeah.
I saw that in theaters.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters too. We talked about this already.
Where'd you see Yokozuna?
I saw Yokozuna in Vegas when I was a little kid. My friend Max's uncle took us to a pay-per-view event called Tour de America. And the whole time, yeah,
Tour
we were like,
that was pay-per-view?
Yeah, yeah. We were in like third grade, and it was like, I think at the MGM Grand? I don't remember. But the whole time, Max told me that he taped Real Sex, HBO Real Sex, and we were going to have a sleepover and watch it when we got back to his house. And
did
so
you?
We were just like waiting for the...
Oh, so you didn't give a fuck at all?
We were like waiting for... No, it was tight, dude. I saw Bret Hart. I saw Yokozuna. There were like a bunch of...
I went to an auto show when I was 5 and I met two of the American Gladiators.
That's pretty tight.
And I got signed pictures of them.
I was never allowed to watch American Gladiators.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. But I was like, I met the American Gladiators.
Yeah.
I was showing them off.
I think I already talked about... I saw the Hardy Boys and Terry Reynolds. One of them at a fucking
mall.
At a mall, East Point Mall. I think I already talked about it though.
Yeah.
But you talk about Real Sex. I got caught beating off in college to Real Sex.
In class?
Yeah. Yeah, I had it on the projector.
You were just so fat that you could beat off with that. Yeah. Knowing where your arms were.
I really was fat, dude. Stop,
let me see your thumbs.
No. I saw a video, dude, of myself. I'm going to fucking find it and post that shit. I truly was fat as hell in college, dude.
It was college?
Yeah, and like when me and Nick first met, like you also knew me.
I remember, yeah.
In my head, I just didn't even think. I mean, I got fat as hell, dude. I was round as fuck.
Yeah.
It was like you probably could have rolled me like any direction.
No, you didn't have knees.
Yeah, it was tough.
That shit was hilarious.
It was a tough look. I cannot believe my fucking college girlfriend stayed with me that long, dude. I was fat as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cute.
What a dumb bitch.
Really, yeah.
She's a really nice person.
No, I mean for staying with you.
I know.
I'm sure she's a nice person, but in regard to
what a freaking idiot.
What
dude.
A fucking
guys,
moron.
Relax.
What a,
I had other
what
stuff
a
to offer.
Whore.
What a stupid
she's,
idiot.
Can you imagine
I
what kind of slut you have to be?
Wait, no.
To fuck up.
She's
big,
not promiscuous
fat,
at all.
That's what you're saying, right? Is
not
that
at
she's
all.
A whore? And
I didn't say the whore word at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was saying she's a very good person.
I misinterpreted. I was just trying to be boys.
Yeah.
Did she have bros before that dumb bitch?
No. I have no ill will towards her whatsoever.
What was her last name again?
Not saying it at all.
What a cunt.
Just say her last name. That way people can't find her.
It was Cuntolini. She was Italian.
Does she have a new boyfriend now?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in shape or is he a big boy?
No, he's actually a big boy.
Oh, so she's a fetishist.
I don't think so.
I think
she reluctantly fucks fat men.
She's a chub chaser.
Maybe she is. But hey, man, even at my fattest, I was getting it in. I was fucking getting it in.
Oh, that's that New Orleans flavor.
Yeah, dude,
right
I got
there.
That crawl. I got those crawdads up in my system.
I'm gonna pull some crawdads up in that ass.
I'm gonna put little ass lobsters in your pussy, girl.
How about I close my eyes? I just talk to the pussy.
Ooh, wait. Yeah, man. Fuck. First of all, though, fuck crawfish. Crawfish can suck my fucking hard dick.
I was telling somebody
they're little as shit.
The problem is that they're so red. They look like they're going to be better than they are.
Yeah, yes. They look delicious.
And then they're just kind of whatever.
Well, mm-hmm. There's so little. Yeah. You crack that shit open, there's barely any fuck. It's the Adam's dick of meat. Yeah. With very little.
Adam's dick is made out of vegetables.
Very little and tastes bad.
His tofu-ass dick.
My man got a little tofu dick. Honestly, I had a vegan sausage like a week ago, good. And it was really good, and yeah. I'm mad that it was good.
Yeah, I had one too.
It was really good. It's better than vegetarian shit.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what the fuck they do, man. It was made of like potatoes and shit. It was tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck crawdads. I'm trying to go get crabs, boys. We gotta throw that on
the
books.
Did you get any po' boy action going
on?
Yeah,
I did. I had a fucking fat ass shrimp.
I fucking love po' boys.
Shrimp and catfish po' boy.
Oh, you didn't get an oyster on there?
Nah.
I like it with the oysters.
I love a fried oyster, but a po' boy is better with shrimp and catfish, in my opinion.
Yeah, catfish sucks always. Catfish is never good, but
it's a bottom feeder.
Unbelievable. That's so false.
It's a shit eater.
It's literally the worst fucking fish.
I agree.
You put in a nice little fucking batter. It's nice and flaky.
Yeah, but you could just fry a better fish.
No one does. That's not an option.
You know what fish?
It's fried catfish
fried tilapia.
I was about to
tacos.
Say, tilapia sucks, too.
Tilapia
does
is worse than catfish.
Tilapia is like the
tilapia
fish.
Sucks.
Tilapia
but,
sucks
but
my dick.
But it's better than catfish.
No. Tilapia is like the, I just catfish graduated is college, and I'm going to start eating fish and stuff.
What yeah, the it's fuck like the, does that even mean?
Yeah, it's like the, I'm an adult now, I'm going to eat fish.
What
but
the
it's
fuck
like,
are you talking
it's a
about?
Piece of shit.
You try and eat healthy.
No, you know what?
Yeah.
This is something you did.
No.
You got into tilapia last year.
No.
I reluctantly have to agree with Adam here. I know what he's talking about.
I'm a salmon, man.
All my dumbass friends from college, when they fucking
yeah, when you try
like,
to step it up.
Buy like the second best version
here
of IKEA furniture.
Fish is ranked.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
When you still have a futon as a couch.
Yeah.
You know,
salmon number one.
Salmon's up top.
Better than everything.
No, sea bass number one for me.
Trout
me.
After
Chilean
salmon.
Sea bass number one.
No,
black
salmon
cod
one.
Incredible.
No, these are like those are fancy fishes. I'm talking about shit. You
the
go
workman's
just get
fish.
It, you just get at the grocery store.
Well,
and
I
make
go for salmon.
For yourself.
Yeah. Salmon, yeah. Of course.
Salmon, trout.
Broil that bitch.
Trout's
dude.
Great.
And trout's good, and then probably mahi, then tilapia, then catfish.
What about flounder?
Flounder's in between. The last three I mentioned. And
I would agree with that.
Two.
I had a real big flounder phase as a child. I was eating, like, I demanded a fried flounder, like, for every day. I needed it for, like, 4 months of my life.
Why?
You I don't know,
fuck?
Man.
Mom, I demand flounder.
I must have flounder. I must have a flounder filet. It was fried. But you know what got me off it? When my mom tricked me by
what,
not
being hospitalized,
me. Yeah. Yeah, childhood
rehab,
diabetes,
inpatient
hypertension at 7 years old,
yeah. Dialysis is that what got you off?
No, my mom told me the fucking little fish from Little Mermaid
was
a flounder.
Yeah,
and I fucked with that boy. That was my guy.
Wait, what do you mean your mom told you his name was flounder?
His name was flounder.
I don't know. She made it clear to me. You know,
you just didn't.
I missed it. What do you want from me? I'm telling. You she was tired of me eating flounder, so she like really made me feel bad about eating my friend flounder, who I loved.
I don't really fuck with
because he was the chubby.
Do you
one.
Fuck with swordfish?
Swordfish is all right.
I don't really fuck
tuna
with
steak can be okay too.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Tuna actually is up there with salmon.
Tuna
for
steak
me.
Is yeah. Tuna
it's
steak is
salmon.
Real good.
Tuna steak is amazing.
It's under salmon though.
The well, tuna
grocery
no,
stores.
Tuna
the
is
problem with
mahi
tuna?
Mahi is tuna.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe
no,
so.
No, it's white.
No,
tuna's like a pink fish.
Oh, fuck. You guys ever
there
get...
be white tuna.
You never, you motherfuckers ever fuck with orange ruffy?
What's the white tuna? Is that albacore?
Albacore.
Yeah.
You guys
is
ever
mahi
fuck
mahi
with
mahi
orange
not
ruffy?
A tuna?
No, it's not. Have you ever had an orange ruffy?
Yeah,
shit
I've
is
had
delicious.
That.
Shit is good as hell, dude.
You know what's good?
But it's very... Apparently, we're overfishing them. They look ugly as shit, and it takes them like 30 years to fuck.
I can't wait till we can just
everything.
Eat Japanese people.
There's no...
Until Japanese
be...
people eat all the fish, and we just get the... Or you know what? Koreans first. And that's the solution.
No, the Japanese,
dude.
How
fucking badass would it be?
It would not be.
How badass would it be if Kim Jong-un starts... testing more nukes, and instead of nuking him like he expects... We just start fucking eating Korean people.
That would... Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's
would be badass.
That's
what if Korean people
really,
were the most delicious
a
meat?
A new type of warfare.
I'm intensely against that idea.
I'm intensely against eating humans and cannibalism in general.
I'm not.
However,
I guess that's just the African warlord in me.
Listen,
you just that you is have just to absorb their power.
You have to understand that this is because of my upbringing in the jungle, where the food was scarce, but the enemies were not.
That's what everyone remembers about Idi Amin, is that he was eating people.
Yeah, well, a lot of them ate people.
Yeah.
You think human tastes good?
Nah, yeah.
Probably tastes fucked up.
Baby and tough. Maybe you might.
Didn't Mugabe eat people? So did Kofi Annan.
Good luck, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Kofi Annan did. Yeah, the guy that's playing the black
Akon. How about an
Akon?
African...
That's how his voice is like
that. An African journalist named Goodnight and Good Luck, Jonathan.
Very good. Convict music.
And you know we are from a fat Nigerian president named Good Humor Jonathan. Stav, you can play him. We're gonna put you in Black Belly.
Is Black Belly racist?
Of course.
No, it's not.
I've only heard face.
Yeah, the face is the only racist way to do
it. Well, I was always, you know, anytime you watch like a bodybuilding competition.
Yeah, that's black body.
It's literally just
it's
black
almost
body.
Like they're like the, I'm not punching you. Yeah. Like, I'm not touching you. Black.
Quit hitting yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not touching you.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'm getting as close as I can get to doing blackface without actually doing it.
Yeah, it. Why do they do this for definition to fucking?
Yeah, I guess it makes your, you know, the shadows or
oil you up
your
nicely.
Fucking shit, yeah.
Your father has to oil you up before. Yeah,
Lou
Ferrigno.
Oh, Lou,
Louie,
you look beautiful.
You're the best there ever was, Lou.
You look like some Michelangelo would have sculpted.
Michelangelo, Louie, you're the best there was, kid. Let's become bodybuilders.
How about you could be Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno.
Are you trying to say fag?
Something
like that.
Lou.
Adam's Jew Ferrigno.
Jew Ferrigno.
Of course.
Very good.
I'm cool Ferrigno.
Nope.
I'm cool for rich. No
hose.
Need for my friends anymore.
I'm goo. Fuck.
So are we getting together, the nothing. Three of us, and ordering the... Mayweather.
I'm gonna be in fucking Greece.
McGregor.
You know how mad I am about that?
We
that
have
looks
to
awesome.
We
dude.
Have to cheer on McGregor for
Isn't
defending.
Isn't Mayweather
the
just gonna beat him immediately?
Yeah, well, not immediately. It's gonna be a boring fight, probably.
Yeah,
it's gonna, he's a great technical fighter.
He's like a tap 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 guy. He like follows
he
the rules.
He
the
might
best.
Fuck him up immediately.
Well, it's a boxing match.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be like if fucking
did you see the
Dale
video?
Earnhardt was like, "I'm a better driver
Formula
than
One
fucking
guy.
Yeah,
Michael
gonna,
Schumacher."
Mm-hmm. Well, not even a Formula One guy. I was going to say, just put him in the ring with Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yeah.
If I can beat the wall, I can beat money.
I told
but
you
Dale,
guys.
You didn't beat the wall.
I told you guys I was at Redbox at McDonald's and I met Floyd Mayweather.
No.
In Vegas. Yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
He was at a Redbox?
He was at going into McDonald's, but there was a Redbox in the McDonald's by my
That's
parents'
incredible
house.
Incredible
yeah.
to be that
And there
rich.
Was like a yellow Lamborghini that pulls up and then these two like pretty fat butted like Puerto Rican or Dominican girls like come hop out, and then this just 5'5" man.
Yeah.
And it was right after the Ricky Hatton fight.
Oh, he fucked Hatton up.
And he fucked Hatton up. And yeah. I guess I was like, yeah, it was after like sophomore year of college. I was home for like spring break or winter break. And then I said what
that
up
was
to
a big
him.
Fight.
Yeah. He's a great person. That's the thing about
That's
Floyd.
The thing about
He's
yeah.
a humanitarian.
Floyd,
he's a really you know, good guy.
Good husband.
Good father.
Yeah. Oh,
great
yeah.
father. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks because it's like he's such a fucking piece of shit.
He's like, he should be in jail.
Connor is like, he seems like a piece of shit, but he just seems like a troll. I don't know. It sucks.
No, Connor's cool. Dude, Connor,
I fuck with Connor.
Connor was
like
a plumber 3 years ago.
No, no, no. Listen, I fuck with Connor, yeah. but like,
what does that have to do with anything? Every plumber I've ever met is a piece of shit.
No, he likes
like a rags to riches story.
He's like a rags to exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
He found success in this new
and
sport.
And he beats everyone
by
and
fucking
that's cool.
fighting.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
he did tell him to dance and called him a boy.
Yeah, and then he said,
that's
but
fucked.
Then he's like, actually, the race stuff didn't really hit. So
that's the thing. He's like a comic
yeah,
more
yeah,
than
yeah.
anything.
Well,
he's a performer.
That's what it's all been roast battling.
Yeah, yeah. He's
like,
so good at roasting him.
The funniest was what he was like. He was like, why are you wearing a backpack and a hat? You're wearing a school bag and a hat. You look like a 15-year-old break dancer. He's like, why are you wearing a school bag? You can't even read.
Yeah, he
yeah,
gets
so
him good.
Good. Yeah.
They should just let Great Joe singers. Robinson make fun of both of them.
But then did you hear what Floyd
would be better roasting?
Floyd like got really pissed off and then was just like, "You're a faggot."
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually the whole tour with the roast battle around the world has actually turned me off of the whole thing.
Completely. No, it hasn't. Listen to the fucking energy and verve
it's gross.
Yeah,
dude.
You brought it up. And you're talking about it with a big ass smile on your face.
Right. You don't want to enjoy it.
You don't want to admit that you like it.
Right, because you've got to be cool. And
I don't think it's a good bit to say the F word.
Of course.
I think that's a bad bit.
Yeah. But Connor's funny except for the racist shit.
They should get like Louis J or Lisa Lampanelli to write for them, you know?
Connor's a better roast battler than most roast battlers.
He's not bad.
He's so much better.
Natural talent.
Yeah, if you just look at like him at every press conference he's ever done, he's always funnier than everyone else. And he's beaten everyone, and he's only had like a tough fight with the Diaz brothers.
Well, you saw that video that he released of him like in training, and he looks like shit.
Yeah, he's gonna lose. So slow. He's just he's just cashing in.
Yeah,
I would get my shit split for $100 million. Who cares?
Is that how much he's making?
He's making a ton. I don't know what it is.
I think Floyd's probably making more.
Of course.
I mean, just revisiting it, the best is when 50 Cent was going out.
Would you suck
out
a guy's dick for $100 million?
100%. $100 million?
Yes. Yeah, you're just going to have to give him a little time to come up with the money.
Nice.
You misinterpreted the question. I was saying, would you pay $100 million to suck a guy's dick?
Yeah, that's what I said. You stole Stop's bit. That's a steal. That's a that joke.
That's not a steal.
You stole it. That's a thief. I'm sticking up for you.
We kind of were on the same page.
Clarifying.
No. I would not pay $100 million.
Well, you already said yes.
Yep.
Well,
you're on record. I would pay $100 million. You got me.
What is it?
You know what I was thinking about the other day, boys. You remember when FedEx was Federal Express?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, okay.
How do they get to name themselves that? They're not federal at all. They're private. Private Express.
I think that's why they had to change the name.
Oh, that makes sense. Like my old company, American Government Mortgage.
You remember
the company I telemarketed for?
U.S. Federal Government Drugs. Mortgages.
Folks, remember People's Drugs? It became CVS.
Really?
Oh, did it?
Yep.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Crown Books.
What were they? What are they now? I don't know.
Borders. You remember Borders?
Oh, I do remember Borders. It went out of business.
We had Long's Drugs, but they were bought by CVS.
Yeah.
They bought all the
Dwayne Long's. Reed is now Walgreens or what? You know, a lot of stuff going on, guys. A lot of companies used to be other companies.
That is crazy.
What about, fuck. There was a company, there was a place I used to shop at East Point, but I don't remember what it was called.
Shoe City? My City?
Hell yeah, dude. There's a place I used to shop at, but I don't remember what it was called.
What about Hex, huh? Hex.
Hex.
Remember Hex?
Hex is a big one.
But that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Hex
was good.
Yeah, you got JCPenney. They're
still kicking, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Macy's. That's a store.
The original.
Yeah.
The fucking original. I love to go down to the flagship.
Macaroni Grill. You ever hear of such a place?
Yeah.
Who's grilling macaroni?
Who's grilling macaroni?
Hey, whoa.
Well, it's just they let you know they got options. They let you draw on the table there, I think.
That's the fun part of Macaroni Grill.
I brought my own Sharpie last time I went. So.
Oh.
They don't stop you.
Beautiful.
Put it that way.
I went to a fucking fancy restaurant. Not fancy, but this fucking great restaurant. Shia.
Needs to come back. Restaurants where they have like anamorphic displays.
Are you thinking of like a jungle
kind of
rainforest cafe,
Bugaboo Creek sort of thing?
I asked my parents to go there for my birthday one year. Rainforest Cafe.
I remember going there.
Rainforest Cafe had a gorilla that would pound its chest at you.
Nice.
It had like rainforest noises playing in the background. You ate.
Dude, I can't imagine the food was any good.
No, it sucked. I remember. I wanted to go my whole childhood, and then when I was like 16, we went for like.
Was it in the
family,
Inner Harbor?
Friends? No. It was in Towson Mall, I think.
Oh.
Or some mall. And when I was 16, we went for like a family friend's like birthday, and I just got
all
there.
Your childhood aspirations are like eat a piece of fish every day. go to some stupid restaurant.
I'm a simple boy, dude. You know, I wanted to go.
You fucking fat fuck.
I thought, got there. It sucked. I thought you were like swinging from the vines and shit with gorillas. Yeah, yeah. I thought I was so fucking dumb. I thought it was like a full immersive. You eat in like a little tree hut, and it was just a regular restaurant, dude. It was a big disappointment.
It's like that Simpsons where Germans take over the power plant. They say, well, Mr. Simpson, after all, we are from the land of chocolate.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
That, like, montage where he's going around
eating
the land
everything.
Of chocolate. Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying something about chocolate?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's I used to
you.
Think...
that's you.
I admit that's cool. me. I don't take that as an insult at all. I take it as a compliment. Thank
Did you ever go to Planet
Board
Hollywood?
Game is bullshit.
No,
Candyland.
I wanted to.
Candyland is so easy.
You just roll the dice and then move.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks.
How the fuck is that a successful...
It's for dumbass
kids. Can you imagine being the guy that came up with that shit?
Well, you could play it at like two.
Yeah. Now,
that's the reason why it's, you know, successful.
But that guy's a genius.
Yeah, he is.
Is that everybody... imagine the Monopoly guy who came up with Monopoly is like...
So many rules.
You know, fucking... Poor, he's gone through two marriages.
Yep.
His wife is like, Richard, you have to stop making this game. No one will ever play it. Hotels, houses, utilities. This sounds awful. Who will ever finish this game? And no one.
No
is
one
the
does.
Answer, actually.
I didn't know how
and
to
then
play.
And some guy's like, oh, yeah, you just roll the dice and then you move.
And there's some little dick ass fucking fat jelly bean guy.
Licorice queer.
Yeah.
LGBT. Licorice.
Gummies.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Licorice gummy bears.
GB.
LG, oh yeah, licorice gummy bear trannies. But it's a type of candy.
Yeah. Of course, we're not. Nick wouldn't say a slur. It's a nougat. It's a kind of nougat.
Yeah. How about that game? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You say a slur and then you apologize. I never understood how to play Sorry.
I think you just fuck your friends over, and that's why the Sorry, like, you just
was Sorry the one with like the little thing you pop?
Yeah, it's
in the
got
middle?
A pop thing. In the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, yeah.
I never played
with, like,
Yahtzee.
A dice
what's
inside
Yahtzee?
Of it?
Yahtzee's fun as shit.
Yahtzee's
dude.
Like 17 dice, right? It's
yeah.
like a bunch
Yahtzee's,
of dice.
No, it's like poker, but you play with dice.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, nice.
It's like
you
five
have
to
dice?
Assemble hands and then you score the hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
in.
That's cool.
Yeah, we weren't a big board game family. No one understood what the fuck was happening.
Recently,
we had Monopoly, but we never finished it.
Monopoly takes
Monopoly
for fucking
is
ever.
A Greek word. I bet your family was proud of that game.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
Mm. One town. Mono, one, poly, city or town. So
I thought it meant many.
No. Mono.
So
one.
what's a poly?
Poly. Polopoly.
Polopoly, yeah.
Yeah. Let's start Polopoly. And it's a game where you fuck everyone because you're poly. It's a town of other people to fuck.
Do you know
polyamorous.
That
polyamorous. Polyamorous is that means many. That doesn't mean you fuck towns.
Yeah.
You don't even know your own language.
No, I know. It was a joke I was making. I
you
said many towns would
he
be
doesn't
polyopoly.
Speak Greek.
I do speak. What are you talking about?
Everyone knows you don't speak Greek. Dude.
I can speak Greek. I speak
you
Greek.
Speak like
what happens is food gets caught in your mouth and you start speaking.
I'll say whatever you fucking piece
you
of
pretend,
shit want.
You pretend it's another language.
You speak like a street Greek.
No, yeah. I don't, bitch. First of all, you don't know any languages. Neither you dumb motherfuckers do.
I do.
And Hebrew
I know Mandarin and Chinese.
You sound Chinese very well. I'll give you that. But you don't know Chinese.
What was your Dao Zhongwen?
What did you just say?
I know Chinese.
Xeroliniga. How about that, bitch? I know Greek. Next.
Cool.
Anything else? Oh, Adam in a pustis. Adam is a slur for a homosexual man.
at Adam GG.
Oh, Nico said
Adam GG. Henlo. No, wait. Adam GG. Fuck. What is small?
Thagamisho to Paputu Adam. I'm going to fuck Adam's grandfather.
Wo Yao Ho's Zaibutong area codes.
How about this? If a Greek listener is listening, just send us a message. Tell us how you think Stop's doing.
Bitch, I was just
feeling.
What do you just? I just said I'd fuck your grandfather.
I have a feeling that you just made that up, dude.
I know Farsi too.
You know Farsi?
Yeah.
I ate your mom's pussy. I will eat your mom's pussy.
Kutz. That means pussy stretcher in Farsi.
My parents That's used good. To speak.
He's like pimp.
No.
He used to speak Afrikaans. Kutz and Gandiguz. Gandiguz is like the smell of a fart.
Nice.
So you call us. That's a good
Did
insult.
You have Persian friends growing up?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Iranian friends. So I was like, just black... teach me the important ones.
Of course. Did they have black BMW?
No, I don't think so.
A lot of Persian people
had
a
Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Oh,
and I worked with two Persian guys, and neither of them had BMWs.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's LA Persian thing.
Probably.
What's it with the rugs? Is that the last thing you're allowed to call Oriental?
No, you can call Chinese people Oriental.
They're from the Orient.
Yeah.
It's not talking about Asian people.
I agree. Did you hear that?
Apparently, you're not supposed
yeah,
to call
yeah,
him
yeah. The fucking
Oriental anymore.
Mike Francesca thing. Yeah.
Oh, that rocked.
Yeah. He's like, right,
oh, yo, nobody knows that. I'm just repeating what I saw
on the Rachel on MSNBC.
MSNBC called him chinks, and so I said it too. And
so
now
I'm watching a report on MSNBC. Rachel Maddow said that there's a Supreme
Rachel
Court case.
Rachel Maddow said she's got a chink email.
There's a chink band, right, called the Slants, and that's why.
Wait, really?
Listen, this is what I heard. Yeah. It's a
I don't
chink
know.
Band.
Apparently, a slant is a slur towards the chinks, which you're allowed to say, because I saw Lester Holt said it to me personally.
I'm receiving word.
I was calling. I was like, so what are you? What are you? Like mixed to something? Are you an Oriental? And he goes, you can't call me that. You have to call me chink. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Anyway, so I'm receiving word that you cannot call them Celestials. On a radio program, my producer is in my ear right now.
Celestials?
Look, I learned how to speak on the Jersey Turnpike. That's where I was born and raised, in the exit next to Elizabeth, New Jersey, in a place where truckers commit hate crimes against each other's genitals.
God, I love sports radio, dude.
Is Christie going to be a sports radio host?
Is he?
That's what they... That's
you know the biggest piece of shit thing about him is that he's a Cowboys fan? He's a dude from New Jersey that's a Cowboys fan.
The governor of fucking Jersey?
It's because of Roy Rogers, dude.
They have two football
He's really
teams.
Into those curly fries, and it led him down a dark path. It's because of fucking... isn't Troy Aikman, dude, isn't he the Wingstop guy now?
Is he?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Rick Ross owns a bunch of Wingstop.
No, Troy Aikman's like the... Yeah, he's the Wingstop spokesperson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's great because he does the commercials, and I remember there's one of them. He's like, hi, I'm Troy Aikman. You might remember me as the Wingstop spokesperson. He's like so concussed. He doesn't remember his
I think
career.
He had something like 20 concussions.
Yeah, he got his shit.
He had to retire because of concussions.
Up, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing he can speak. It's
he's
amazing
good.
That
he's
he
good,
can
he's a good guy. He's
it's amazing
good,
that he could be gay with Joe Buck.
Color guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Skip, he should, with that many concussions.
Skip called him
Skip
gay.
Skip called him gay in
his
book.
In his book.
Yeah.
Skip's a piece of shit, man.
We gotta order this pizza soon, boys.
We do.
No pizza for me. I gotta be a paleo warrior
after this.
I could do that.
Yeah. I got John Wick 2, which
Fuck.
I will review on the next episode.
I don't
episode.
Like that scene, the industrial rock scene. Like,
wait,
where
did you see John Wick 2 already?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I saw it recently.
Well, then...
Not as good as John Wick 1, but pretty cool.
Fuck, we'll watch one of the other movies I've purchased.
What else we got?
I don't know. The Revenant?
Ooh.
Not nice. A very good movie, but it looks good.
Nice and short.
Yeah, Revenant
I still have to see the second half of Revenant.
It's so fucking long. You know what pissed me off about Revenant?
Yeah, go off.
He had boogers in his beard the whole time. It's just wipe your face. I know you're in the
just
bush.
Why don't you just wipe
just
your
wipe
face.
Your face.
Just wipe your face.
You got
He's in pain.
In your beard.
He's got fucking... He doesn't even
just
feel the
wipe
boogers.
Wipe your face. You got
probably frozen.
All over your face.
He doesn't feel it. He's fucking entrails
boogers,
are hanging out.
The boogers bugged me.
A fucking bear cock.
I couldn't
his
pay
ass.
Attention to that whole movie because he had boogers. On his face.
That's the stupidest fucking...
Wipe your face, Leo.
That's the stupidest fucking...
I also got The Shallows and Life. Those came free with the...
Oh,
Life,
the
one with Martin
documentary?
Lawrence and Eddie Murphy?
No, I love that movie. I
yeah,
love
I got
that
all
movie.
The Eddie Murphy movies.
We're
going Bowfinger.
Doesn't he fuck like the Worms
Bowfinger
White?
Bowfinger is a hilarious movie.
Huh?
I like Bowfinger.
So
like
funny.
Too.
The scene where he's running across the fucking
really
freeway.
Good,
so good.
I think it's a really good movie. And
Chubby
then Heather Graham, isn't Heather Graham in it?
So fun.
And she like
she's a 10.
Guys, you got to do more jokes on the show.
Okay,
we can't. The bit can't always be that we're just
that
saying
a movie
things.
Is good.
I you know, okay. Here's
it's
here,
funny
here
when
we
do it with stores. And we named stories.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. All right,
that was funny for a second.
You're right. We get three of those
but
an episode. I think we've done
Adam
like six.
Continue to dictate the conversation.
I agree.
Just
I agree. Oh, you know what happened to me in New Orleans? I went to like a lube jockstrap wrestling thing, like with the drag queens hosted and shit. And you know, it's supposed to be like a fun time.
Lube jockstrap wrestling.
What the fuck
thing?
Is that?
There's fucking people.
It's right there in the name,
other.
Adam. What do you mean? What is that?
It was fun.
Is it hot chicks?
There was chicks and dudes. Okay. It was a nice mix. I didn't think it was going to be a gay event for some reason, and it clearly is, though.
Yeah. Well, pretty much all events are gay. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Anything that's been planned ahead of time is a gay thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what real men do.
Yes.
They just go, you know, they go
talk
somewhere.
About stores. That-
hey, they go somewhere. We should fucking say a thing to each other. Mm-hmm. Do a couple of racial slurs over here. Mm-hmm. Call people Oriental.
That's right, my friend.
Because you don't know any better.
Oh, that was we forgot about that heat. We threw a lot of Oriental
we just,
around.
We're just quoting Mike Francesca. Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, 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 right,
who was
right.
quoting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who claimed that he was quoting MSNBC?
I heard it in the report on MSNBC.
But so this guy, this dude in front of me, this like little guy in front of me, with like a beard and shit, kept trying to grab my cock. He kept trying to jerk me off over my pants. He was like, "Come to my house," and I was like, "No, thanks, man. I'm all set." You know, which felt nice, to be sexually.
Dude, not me. I would have fucking flipped out and beaten him to death.
Really, to
right
death.
There in the middle of that place,
middle of a gay cabaret.
I would
cabaret.
Have blacked out, gone into a very defensive, insecure rage, and just beating that man into a bloody mess
for
crying,
almost unlocking your secret
screaming
desires,
screaming at the top of my lungs.
Like, you know,
just a
name?
Completely normal reaction to such a situation.
Anyway, so he eventually stopped. He wasn't too happy. But then he was being kind of a dick to me. But then he just saw a different fat guy and he started jerking him off in the bar.
In the thing?
Just in the middle of the bar, dude. Like right in front of me. I just looked at some fat guy get the hand job that was supposed to be for me. And then he just went to like.
It was supposed to be for me.
The hand
That's
job
rude. That like when somebody fucking plays a slot machine after you.
Yeah. And then they just like disappeared into like a room, I guess, and fucked. But there weren't that many rooms. There was like a courtyard out back. So I don't know. He probably got his dick
dude,
sucked.
New Orleans rules.
It was awesome, dude.
What a great city.
I love that fucking great place.
I was getting off my back. Plane this morning, and you know how like everybody pulls their phone out, and it's just like they first have service again. So
yeah,
they pull out. You do that thing where you look at everyone else's phone and peek into their lives and you know, pretend you're somebody else.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And there was
we
this fucking old man sitting in front of me, like this old ass dude. And he pulls his phone out, and the first thing he checks is the Dilbert newsletter.
Woo!
Goes right to the Dilbert newsletter and checks the new Dilbert.
That
out.
Fucking rocks. Wait, it's not like Scott Adams doing like politics.
No, it was
stuff.
Like here's
it's
the new
just
Dilbert.
Dilbert news.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the new Dilbert for today.
Hell
you
yeah.
missed while you're in the air,
dude. I love the way old guys use their phone or old people like what they prioritize. My fucking godfather in Greece.
Right, when that's a whole screen is like zoomed 9,000%.
Yes. Dude, I went to my fucking godfather in Greece. He still had a flip phone. I went 2 years ago. He had four pictures on his phone. Two were fish he caught. One were like his bees. He's a beekeeper. And the third was a grainy ass, zoomed in, illegally taken photo of two women with their tits out on the beach. And he was just like, showing
it to my grandpa's computer is the funniest shit in the world. It's like, first of all, the start button is like half the screen.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is all these overlapping icons because he doesn't know how to use his desktop.
Yeah.
And then he uses Walmart Connect to dial up internet.
What the fuck? That still exists? You can still get that?
He has Walmart. Before that, he had Errol's video internet.
Oh, I remember Errol's.
Oh, yeah. That he still had until like 2011. They went out of business in like 1997, and he somehow still had arrows.
What was that shit? It was like for farms. It was like satellite internet or some shit.
They still have those. There's like all these weird. I used to work in a call center, and like the better you got at your job, they would just add you to other companies. They didn't tell you they were going to add you to those companies, so you would just get a call, and the screen would say, like, VSOL, like, internet services.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, thanks for calling VSOL internet services, technical support. How may I help you? They're like, yeah, I'm out here in Katy, and I have the satellite adjusted according to what it says in the manual, but I'm not getting any downstream on the coaxial connection. And I'm like, I don't fucking know what you're talking about, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, click.
Of course.
You just say click, and then people think you hung up.
Click.
Because you have no ability to actually hang up on them.
Really?
No, that's not true. You can't. Dude, that job sucks so much. There was this fucking guy that me and Norman knew that worked there that I wasn't really friends with him or anything, but he started working from home. And then eventually he got fired from the job, and I was like, well, how did you get fired? And he was like, well, I would log in the morning and then just, like, leave. And he did that for, like, 6 months.
Hell, yes.
His phone would just ring, and he just would never pick it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
It took them six. They just collected a paycheck.
Good for him.
Yeah, getting, like, $700 every 2 weeks to just do nothing.
I mean, I sort of did that at the fucking law firm I worked for, but nothing to that extreme degree.
Yeah, you were just literally closing on people's homes.
I was not. I was actually kind of like Robin Hood. I was a stumbling block in the
process. You stole people's homes.
No. What? I just didn't help the rich by being a horrible employee. That's what I did.
That's cool.
I didn't do anything. It was
all of your pants look like tights. You're like Robin Hood.
Yeah, I was Robin Hood. Because I made fucking business pants look like fucking a leotard. Dude, that was the fucking lowest point of my life.
Why are you wearing yoga pants? Like, that's a dress.
These are Dockers.
He's under a blanket. He's inside of a vehicle.
I just tied two Snuggies together. That was the only thing I could fit into at that point in my life.
Why are you wearing such tight clothes? He's literally inside of a bus. He's riding around in a bus.
My stomach coming out of the fucking window.
Yeah, it looks like somebody dropped a Grands roll.
Oh, fuck. You were never fat in your life, huh, Adam?
Middle school, I was chubby. But belly chub.
Get out of here. But have you ever felt your stomach on your legs while you shit?
No.
That's a fat. That's a fat guy.
No,
feeling,
I come
from
a skinny family. Like, my dad just got a belly at like 65.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. All my family, I just like had to go to this wedding. Everyone in my family is like
in great shape.
They're all tall as shit. And fucking yeah, they all just love going to the beach.
I love you. Don't know, you don't got to be tall to go to the beach, baby. I love
that's
the beach.
Right, dude. We got to start going.
Which
dude.
I am tall though.
I went to the beach a bunch while you guys were out.
No,
town.
I mean they're like you know.
No, I know. What
actually,
you're
saying. A lot of them are like kind of fat now, but that's because none of them have ever. I don't think they do, and none of them exercise.
Right.
They're always just in shape.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's people that are like, they get to just be in shape until they're like 37.
Right.
And then they get a bit of a paunch, and they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. There was this fucking asshole, this old Greek guy, who was like, would brag about, he's like, still wearing the same jeans from high school, 32, and there was just an enormous, just circular pot belly above his waist, and it's like, you're going to die, dude. That's worse than being like, just a little fatter than you were in high school.
That like, alcoholic gut that people get.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'm still svelte.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you've been drinking fucking Johnny Walker and
getting just the
all
John
of your,
Wayne.
All of your calories from plastic bottle dark liquor for the last 30 years
and just hamburger meat.
If you go out to Brighton Beach, there's those Russian guys that have those exact proportions that just go out every day and tan, and they're like at this point like they look like Grimace. They're all purple because they're so fucking tan.
Yeah.
I was there with my friend a couple weeks ago, and he just kept saying they're the worst kind of white. They're the worst kind of white.
What, tan?
No. The
closer
Russians.
To not being white.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right there. That is the worst kind of white. When you're not white enough. You gotta be lighter than that. The way I like it.
Man, I'm trying to get
They're
so
hilarious,
tan.
Dude. We got to go down to Brighton Beach.
I'm
it's
down.
Like a different country.
To next what? Week? Disrespect Russian people?
No,
that sounds like
to
a
go
great
hang
idea.
Out, dude. Go
I can't wait until you get fucking murked to just giggling like a fucking little
I
fairy.
I was not giggling. It started
it's
raining.
Eastern Promises, dude. He just cuts at him.
At the Schwitz in the East Village, there's like mad Eastern Promise tattoo dudes down there. And they're fucking like
dude, Adam,
jacked and scary.
We gotta get those. We already talked about it in the other one. But we gotta get those prison bitch tattoos for you. The Russian prison bitch tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, you get nautical stars.
You already have. No, you don't get the nautical stars. You get
Why?
The cat
that
eyes.
That means I'm a
here.
What Kappa? Oh yeah, what's cat eyes again?
That means what they do.
I guess I see everything. You didn't tell me.
I didn't explain it on the last one. They put eyes over the guy's lower back, so when he gets fucked in the ass in jail, it looks like a woman's face.
So it looks like they're face fucking a woman.
Yeah, a woman with a 22-inch wide face.
That's cool. Very big cheeks on that woman.
But that's Adam's role.
I don't think it's funny. They stole our election, guys.
That's so true, man.
Yeah, it's so true. There's, anyway, but
yeah, and they keep finding more and more Russians. Mm-hmm. Did you see this? Did you see Donald Trump had a secret meeting with Vladimir Putin at G20?
Yeah,
there's no record of this meeting. I can only imagine what they talked about in that meeting. Probably an illegal conspiracy.
Probably gay sex.
Yeah,
dude.
They had gay sex with each other. You know, I heard Donald Trump was during the Benghazi attacks having
gay sex
and doing cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and getting peed on.
Democratic conspiracy.
Dude, the Democratic Party has just absolutely lost it recently with this Russia shit. Whatever. We don't have to.
I mean, you did too. You kind of lost it.
When?
You were freaking out about it and being a little girl about
it. You did text the thread a bunch.
No. It was about the phishing emails, but apparently we don't know anything about that. There's no evidence.
What there's no evidence of is that anything happened because of it.
Oh yeah. Well, if anything happened, the most likely thing is some business shit with Jared.
They're fucking someone somehow to make a lot.
But it's not about pee-pee and like all this stuff that these fucking idiot Democrats think.
Maybe he got pissed on, man.
I mean, if he got pissed on, I would respect him.
Yeah, I wouldn't kink shame him.
I would not kink shame him.
You know,
for sure.
I wouldn't kink shame him at all.
I would.
Yeah?
I would be upset that I voted for him if I found out that he stayed in hotels in Russia and did weird sex stuff like make prostitutes pee on a bed to disrespect Obama. Mm-hmm.
Is that the reasoning?
He had them call him Obama while they peed.
Dude, I love that there was shit in there that was like, he took a dump and he pointed at one of the turds and he was like, look, that's Obama because it's brown. That one's the
that was in the dossier?
Yeah, there was.
Like, people are taking it seriously.
Yeah, it was like clearly written by 4chan.
Didn't a bunch of Russian guys get got?
I don't know
if
it was 4chan though.
Didn't a bunch of ambassadors get got or
4chan,
some shit?
4chan like lied and took credit for it, and I'm sure they did. But I'm going to propagate that lie. Because it's funny to me.
It is funny. If 4chan got away with that,
didn't the guy like, that released
did
it
that,
get
that's
got?
That's really funny.
I thought they were killing a lot of Russian diplomats for a sec.
Yeah, but a lot of the times when they kill someone, it's not like exactly Putin. It's like someone trying to impress him, and then he'll take credit for it. Like,
yeah,
oh
but
yes,
still,
this was my plan the whole time.
A lot of people getting got is fucked up.
Yeah, man. Like journalists and political opponents. And
no,
stuff.
And like. But and it, people in their
he
government.
Like, but he, their country is a lot more like fucked up than the Democrats or people like give them credit for. Like if there's like a lot of these like killings that are like done by people trying to like get into his inner circle, but not necessarily him. I mean, he did bomb apartment complexes. He and killed like mad Russian citizens.
He did.
But,
damn.
Yeah.
Well,
someone's
I mean,
blamed it
like,
on the Chechens.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean that bombing is like it's. Still conspiracy. I mean, there's like a lot of fucking evidence that makes it seem like
so,
that's what the case is.
So he does like a lot of little 9/11s.
He 9/11.
He does a lot of little 9/11s.
With the apartment bombing, it's like there was one building that did blow up, and there's another one where the bomb didn't blow up, and the bomb was made out of RDX, and there was like FSB radio chatter at the time, and like people saw two like agents leaving, and like
damn.
RDX, like only the military has access to.
Oh, shit.
So, but that like justified the second Chechen war, but it's not like proven that he, you know, I
mean,
I personally
did
think
it.
Putin is innocent of all of these.
He seems like a damn supervillain.
That
he
Russia
got, he snatched up Georgia.
He's probably Russia
the
is the only
the world,
democratic
too.
Country. Putin is to be trusted.
Putin is like likely the richest guy in the world because we don't know how much money he has.
Really?
It's like it's a kleptocracy.
According to the Frontline documentary that me and Adam both watched.
Yeah, yeah, that's literally
what
we're
both going on here?
Yeah.
It was I think we watched it together, actually.
No, I would never watch something with you.
We watch stuff all the time.
No, I would never.
Don't.
You I would never
him,
in my life.
You asked him on the podcast to watch John Wick 20 minutes ago.
No, I said, did you see John Wick?
No, you, so you
I said something
him.
Along those lines.
Or, he said, do you want to watch John
no,
Wick?
No, I don't believe I indicated any desire to do any such thing. And my plan was to wear my Panama hat by myself in the dark.
Yeah, you are looking fresh, dude.
Dude, hell yeah. No, I got that suit for that wedding.
Oh.
And I'm glad, you know, because I almost spent the $800 on that Hugo Boss suit, and then I just paid $80 at Target, and now that suit is destroyed because I smoked 3 cigars before bed and then fell asleep.
Oh, yeah,
in the
you're
suit.
A cigar guy now, dude.
No, only on vacation.
Nah, you're a cigar guy.
I mean, I wish.
You got the taste.
Yeah. They call me Chucky Monte Cristo.
Yeah, what'd you smoke?
Sammy Cohiba.
Oh, Cohiba, little Romeo Julieta?
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it?
Romeo Julieta.
I think it's Julieta.
Romeo Julieta.
That's good, dude.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I speak Spanish, too.
Garcia y Vegas. Those are nice. You ever have one of those? You ever have an Al Capone cognac?
You ever have a Dulce Master?
That's my favorite shit, the Al Capone cigarillos.
Yeah. That rocks.
What kind of fucking dipshit... bus station goon you have to be.
What yes. kind of blunts did you guys roll in
let
high
me
school?
Get the Al Capone cigars.
You rolled Owls? What
yeah,
about you?
Al Grape Dutches.
Everybody always bought Dutches, but I never learned how to roll a blunt.
We used to roll Swishers. I think that was like a West Coast
thing.
Yeah,
Swisher Sweets sometimes too.
I was never a blunt guy. I didn't even know how to roll a joint until I was like 20. I had to like teach myself with shitty weed.
I still can't. What I used to do.
I roll a pretty good joint.
What I used to
Because I started rolling cigarettes. So I got good at rolling cigarettes and then.
I can't roll shit. Dude,
I got really fucking good at rolling.
I can
cigarettes.
Do that while driving.
Yeah, well, I can do it while fucking your mom.
Nice,
you do
bro.
That.
Yeah,
I can do it. Actually, I changed my mind. Remember, I said I couldn't. I actually can while fucking both your moms and driving a motorcycle.
Nick's mom too.
Yes.
What's her name?
Colette.
Yeah, don't say Colette's name on the podcast. Dude. My fucking my black mom, Colette.
Colette Mullen, dude.
Yeah.
Colette, I thought your mom
Colette Johnson, my middle-aged black mom.
I thought your
Nick,
mom,
don't you be bringing none of that nonsense in here.
I thought your mom's name was Miss Yvette.
Yeah, yes.
The original Miss Damn She Thick.
What you talking about on that radio show?
Did you tell your family at this wedding about Cumtown? Did that come up?
No, I got in trouble for some shit I said.
Oh, you should talk about your family more then.
Yeah, well, I mean, my response was like, I think I literally just said to my mom, unless you could tell me specifically what I said, don't bother me with this bullshit.
Gaslighting your own mother.
Oh, dude, I'm a piece of shit. I do it all the time. She was like, you said something about this or that or whatever, and like, you shouldn't fucking say things about your family in public or whatever. And I was like, tell me what I said then. Why don't you tell me exactly what I said? Because if you can't do that, then shut the fuck up.
Oh, fuck. That's one step above.
Dude,
were you looking at my phone?
Yeah. I'm a good son. And I'm definitely... My family loves to put up with me and tolerate
happy when
my
you're around.
Existence. Yeah.
Damn, get
it. They really do have to like... It is funny. I can see that they have to like just sort of... tolerate me.
The mood changes.
Do they
when
know
you walk
the
in
name
the
Cumtown?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, my family. What about your
have no idea. My mom has
ESL
no idea.
ESL-ass family.
My mom has no
they
idea.
They just think you have a radio show?
Did I tell you guys when I went home, I went to a fucking... I was giving my dad a little back rub, you know?
That's
I could
so
tell,
sick
I could
they
tell,
can't speak English.
I could tell my dad, you know, he's had a rough day. And he was like, yeah, I need to go. It was me, him, and my mom. And he was like, oh, that's a good massage. You know what kind of massage I really need? That Chinese massage where they do the good massage.
Wow. A man after my own
and
heart.
And then my dad was like, have you ever gotten that good Chinese massage to me? And I was like, no. And my mom was like, yeah, right. Like my mom was convinced I go get beaten off by fucking sex slaves, which I don't. Only you do, Adam. But yeah, my mom, my own mother, wouldn't believe I don't participate in the sex economy. That breaks my heart. You think your mom thinks you fuck prostitutes?
No.
See? The irony.
I don't fuck prostitutes actively.
Yeah, well.
I'm very upfront and brave
listen,
about my experiences
Adam,
with sex.
Adam, you know, we are the sum of our actions, my friend. You can say whatever you want, but your actions speak louder. Some show actions, don't tell.
Some of my actions is humanitarian.
Show don't tell.
Good friend. And overall sweetie no, pie.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's why I want to, like, one of these days save a baby from choking or something.
Yeah.
And that way I can do whatever the fuck I want because nobody can say shit to
yeah,
me. Yeah,
you've
that.
Earned it.
Yeah.
You've earned a couple of hate crimes.
What's the most heroic thing you guys have done?
I beat up a bully when I was a little kid.
Was he bullying you or was he bullying someone else?
Just bullying someone else.
Oh, that's good.
I hopped on his back, choked his ass.
Oh, you just sat on him?
He was fat as shit. He was the only kid in the school fatter than me, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah,
well
yeah.
done, dude. Game but, recognized game.
But, yeah, so the minor fat, the smaller fat guy, you know, I
you
just
did it for honor?
I did it for honor.
That's cool.
Honor and glory.
Nick, have you ever done anything courageous or honorable?
I mean, everything. I'm just a naturally brave individual. So
you ride a lot of roller coasters?
Yeah. Dude, I live by a code, and that code is fucking never take shit from nobody.
That's a good code.
Especially, you know, people smaller than me.
Especially women.
Yeah.
Invalids.
Yeah. People with handicapped people. You know, I don't think I've ever actually done anything courageous.
Yeah.
What do you mean by courageous? Like something, I mean, like, I'll fucking, you know, I'd say I'm pretty charitable and generous.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, you know, I wouldn't fucking...
Pretty generous with my cock.
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, pull somebody out of a... Well, I guess I've never been in that situation, mm-hmm. so who knows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I have. I'm not sure.
Have you done anything?
I think one time I was at Disneyland, and my sister was, like, 6 or something. I was, like, 10. And my uncle was, like, swinging her around by her ankles, and then she slipped, and I think I grabbed her. I think she would have hit her head on the
that's
concrete.
Not heroic.
Been retarded.
That's, nah,
been retarded.
That's just reflexes.
What do you right. mean? You that's don't reflexes. Get I that. Think I say. I'm,
what were you gonna do? Let your sister fucking hit the.
That's a
floor?
Funny story. Well, your brain concocted to make up for what actually happened with your uncle in the dressing room.
We were in the line for the teacups, dude. We were in the line for teacups. Yeah. I remember.
And then I saved her, and that's what happened. You're gonna fucking like get a whiff of like Aquanet or something one day. And you're gonna have a flashback, and it's oh wait, so my sister wasn't even there. What? Why do you think she was there? What? You have to fucking leave your Chinese jerk off den. Just immediately call all 9 of your therapists that you're given for each candle on your precious candelabra.
The candelabra, the Jewish candelabra. Song.
One therapist for each kid. Analyst, please. Use the proper Jewish term.
Yeah, yeah, it is an analyst.
What's the story, Hanukkah? Some lamp burned for 8 days?
Some shit like that.
Is that
no,
even
no,
impressive?
It was like the, no, it was the Greeks.
Well, there should be a Mythbusters
the Greeks,
episode about
no,
that.
No, the Stavs came
I'm,
in.
I'm the mustache guy, and this is fuck you, Hanukkah.
Is that picture that well, mustache guy's asshole real?
What? What?
The picture of the Mythbusters guy's asshole?
Yeah, is that real?
I don't know. Maybe
is
they
that
do a Mythbusters
thing?
Episode.
Is that on one of your websites?
I mean, it's been around. I've seen it around.
Which one? The mustache guy?
Yeah, he's like holding his asshole open.
Is he still wearing the hat?
I don't think so.
Wait, you mean Goatsy?
No.
Yeah, Goatsy is
Mythbusters. You saying Goatsy is
Jamie No, I don't think Goatsy is the guy from Mythbusters. That's not what I'm saying.
There's like a new Mythbusters, like I guess it's a comedy guy that does it. Adam.
You mean Adam ruins everything?
Yeah, it's like Mythbusters.
Weird, that was the original
show.
Name of this podcast, but we had to change it to Cumtown because of that TV show.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Another episode of Adam ruins
everything.
No,
I don't know,
guys.
Man. I like... Yeah, I've seen that show.
Yeah,
it looks a lot like bullshit, like Penn and Teller's bullshit, which was
is it funny? What is he?
Except without the libertarian views, which is what
yeah,
I really
yeah,
want.
Yeah.
That's
favorite,
what I like.
My favorite,
about it.
My favorite bullshit episode was the one recycling is bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think some recycling,
medicine
is
for the poor, is bullshit.
I think paper recycling is good, but like glass is maybe not good.
Whatever, man. Who cares?
You should do
fuck
it.
Penn and Teller.
You'd be better as Penn and Keller, and it's Helen Keller, and she's just screaming with a bunch of arrows sticking out.
Her head. I would like Teller and Keller. Get Penn the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
is that
Teller
mute guy
Keller.
Trying to get that
yeah.
blind
that
lady to shut up?
Yeah. That's how I imagine Helen Keller.
And he's just making an exasperated Teller
yeah.
face. Mm.
I wonder what noises Helen Keller made.
Oh, well, it depends sexually. What she was doing. Yeah,
I guarantee you, Adam would take his sexual advantage of Helen Keller.
No, I would.
And he would go, "What? She's not retarded. She's got the same mental capacity as the rest of us.
Actually, a greater mental capacity, in my opinion."
It ain't about Adam that mental totally capacity. It's about Helen that Keller. Pussy capacity.
Guys, I have a new girlfriend. Yeah, she's really cool. She's deaf and blind.
And a socialist.
Was Helen Keller a socialist?
Yeah, that's why you don't hear about her. Or she was actually a communist. You don't hear about her adult life.
I was doing a stand-up bit for a while a couple of years ago about how like feminists do kind of have a point about how you don't really learn about women in history. Because like my knowledge of... It's like, I was thinking about like Helen, how I confuse Helen Keller and Anne Frank, and it's like, because those are the only two.
Right. And Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. And it's like, Harriet Tubman. It's like, all right, well, here's all the men in history, and oh, I guess we got cramps of women there. It's like, this dead girl, and some dumb bitch who couldn't see or anything, something. And those are the most important women in history.
Fuck, yeah. Yeah, Harriet Tubman and Amelia Earhart are the only other ones, probably.
Yeah.
Harriet Tubman does rule, legit.
Sacagawea.
Wait, was Harriet Tubman a different woman than Sojourner Truth, or were they the same woman?
Yeah. No, Sojourner Truth was the...
they just did the same thing?
She was a suffragist.
Oh, she was?
She was a suffragist. Yeah.
Harriet Tubman was badass.
Sojourner Truth was like a black voting person.
Oh.
I think. And Harriet Tubman,
I thought she was just a freed
slave. Invented the MTA. She was the first black woman to work at the MTA.
Oh.
She invented being rude to customers.
Are there train guys that are offended?
Harriet Tubman was the first woman to say, "Sir, that is not my job.
That is not my job."
That's actually how slavery ended. As Harriet Tubman said, "Sir, that is not my job."
And then oh, fuck.
Some southern dandy had to be like, "Pardon me? Sir, that is not my problem. I don't rightly know. I know how to deal with this. Do you have a supervisor I can talk to? Sir, we closed. I'm on break."
Ah, fuck.
It's a really good joke.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I think that ought to do it for us.
Yeah, we got to order that pizza.
All right, let's do that.
All right, good night, folks.
Oh, wait.
Funny Moms is Monday. This upcoming Monday.
Shouts out to all the cumboys in New Orleans. My man, I think Paul sold me acid.
You already did the show.
Huh?
Why are you plugging a show?
I'm saying shouts out to everyone who came out.
Well, you should have done that at the beginning. This is not the shout out section.
Why not?
Shout outs and plugs should go at the end.
No, they shouldn't.
Yes, they should. Well, you want to start a show with shout outs and plugs?
Yeah, that's how the pros over at Guys We Fuck do it. The show starts off with 97 minutes of sponsor messages.
Why are you calling them pros?
I'll do plugs.
Because they make $300 million.
Yeah, they're rich as hell. They're like top 10.
A pro is anyone who makes more money than me. An amateur is your mom. Ha. Ha. You're fine. She gets fucked on camera.
All right, well, the upcoming Monday, what is that, the 24th?
Yeah, I heard Adam's mom gets fucked on DVD. You can see her bitch get fucked on DVD-R.
Yeah, the 24th. Come to the show. Thanks, guys. Bye.